radio on the air, you are making a difference, and then you are getting thanked and having some fun.
Yes, and we have a good lineup here, Tavi. Jeff Berner on the 1st of October. He's a electrically wild accordionist, and that's for a $60 annual pledge.
Mm-hmm. You can just make a one-time $60 donation, or you could do $5 a month.
Indeed, or if your interest is Molly and guitar, you may want to be available for November 3rd, mm-hmm. for Habib Koite, and that's only a $75 annual commitment.
If you have not heard Malian music, it is really something else. I lived in Mali for a number of years, and it is world music extraordinaire. I mean, it's an entirely different tempo than you are used to, and just really something fantastic. And you'll be able to share that experience by talking about it later with your friends.
So please give us a call, 877-500-5266, and show your commitment to community radio and Malian music. Or you can go online and go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And again, for you folks on your smartphones or your iPads, don't forget that the KBOO app start screen has a donate button there as well.
It does.
So whatever is the easiest way, please take this opportunity and show your support for community radio.
We have Ticket Tuesday. We have a number of different bands, a number of different times of October and November when they're playing, and they range anywhere from about $60 a year on up. So, you know, $5 a month and up, or flat out $60, flat out $75 and up. If you have something that you heard earlier or a type of genre that you're interested in, call us at 877-500-5266 and let us know what genre of music you're interested in, and we will give you a list of bands that might entice you to just be happy and musically inspired to make that big donation.
And let me tempt our listeners with a couple more here. On October 22nd, mm-hmm. we have the March 4th Marching Band. October 5th, the alternative Too Many Zoos. And they're both available for a $75 annual commitment. On October 14th, you have the North Mississippi All-Stars, and that's a $60 commitment. We have a great opportunity, a wonderful cross-section of tickets. If you miss them or you need them repeated, please just call 877-500-5266, and one of the volunteers here who is waiting for your call will be happy to take you through the options again and set you up with either a one-time or a sustaining membership. Again, that number is 877-500-5266.
We've got wonderful programming coming up for you here a little later. We'll be Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary, and then Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11, Stage and Studio presents Intersection Radio. It's Sarika Minta, and it's a welcome for Simone Meja to the KBOO studio to talk about this band, Bomba Estéreo, and their new album, Ayo. And then at 11:30, Art Focus, Joseph Galavan interviews Dana Lynn about her unique installation of front-of-house gallery called La Grande Robe. And then, as always, I want to make a mention of our daily produced independent news. Every weeknight at 5, we do it here each day. It is world news that you are not going to hear anywhere else, and that's at 5 o'clock each weeknight. And then in between that noon hour and the 4 o'clock hour, when we also have Democracy Now!, we have Spanish language programming. We're one of the few stations that has that. So to keep that kind of programming on the air, please pick up your phone and call us at 877-500-5266. The program you are listening to is made possible and is on the air because of thousands of people who started their membership through last year's drives, and it all adds up. And you want to make that difference. You want to be part of this community. You are KBOO. So call us at 877-500-KBOO. Right? What else?
And when you think about the diversity of programming on KBOO, PM News, Democracy Now!, the Public Affairs Show, an incredible range of music programs, 24 hours a day, it's critically important that you continue to show your support and your commitment to independent community radio, KBOO. So please, before we get to Air Cascadia, take this opportunity and give us a call at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or go to kboo.fm click on the donate button.
It couldn't be easier. Clicking on that donate button, it's a big red button. It's just right there waiting for you. And when you do that, it's just going to be so simple. You will not even believe that you haven't done it earlier. Also, for those of you who are already members, just go ahead and add an extra $5 on a month or $10 on a month. And pretty soon, we're just going to have Chris Andre on with Air Cascadia, and then she'll do a little bit of pitching towards the back end, maybe here with Ray also. What do you have to say about that, Ray?
I'm looking forward to it. And as always, I'm looking forward to Chris's show. She gets an incredible cross-section of guests, interesting people that other stations, other media are not contacting it. And I always look forward to what Chris has to share with the listeners.
I do as well. And in these trying times right now, too, when we have fires and earthquakes and all sorts of other horrendous stuff going on, we are your sanctuary radio. And Chris has always wanted to remind you of that and to ground you in the local weather and what's going on here. Last week, actually, we heard about that earthquake in Pueblo right as it happened, because we have members here who have family down there. And, you know, we are your family, KBOO Portland. And so please pick up your phone and call us at 877-500-5266. And now we are getting ready for Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2017. And you are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and yes, of course, with your fake news radio. That's how you could tell that it's all real all the time. And it is coming to you out of KBOO, where we are in our membership drive, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to take it seriously, people. Take it seriously. We are in some very serious times. We have the most virulent, racist, anti-Semitic president. It is unthinkable. If people had the general public had the faintest inkling, I mean, among people listening to this and other independent radio stations, we knew what Trump was to a certain degree. But now that he is unchained, basically, we now see what Trump really is. He's someone who would, on a whim, wipe out the planet. He has little or no understanding of the environment, of international politics, of domestic politics. But he does know where his support comes from, and it comes from white supremacists. America is an extremely racist country, very racist. The voting public was furious about Barack Obama. They just could not stand the idea that a black man was a lot smarter than they were. Not that Obama was anything to crow about, but he was certainly a long sight better than what we have now. And all of this could have been prevented. All of it could have been prevented. Everything that we're saying now, all the brilliant articles deconstructing Donald Trump, all of that is a waste of time. Why wasn't that stuff written before Trump was elected? That's my question to all of them, Ta-Nehisi Coates, everybody. That said, of course, we're going to talk today with Amarok Weiss about with the Center for Biological Diversity, West Coast Wolf people. We're going to be talking about apex predators, meso predators, and the steady march towards a monospecies planet. And you know what that monospecies is, of course. It's almost, it's, in a way, it's in its own moral, ethical equivalency way. It's almost as bad in its form, in its way. It's a parallel, on the same parallel as racism in many ways. Why are we so frightened of wolves? Is it Freudian? What is it? Where does it what does it go back to? This fear of the apex predators. Good morning, Amarok. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I received the other day this press release via Cascadia Wildlands, and nut of it is two conservation groups have filed a lawsuit to stop the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife at James Unworth as the dubious director from killing any more state endangered wolves. The idea that these are state sanctioned killings, and people who carry these out take such evident joy and pleasure in doing it. These are from the Spackout and the Sherman Packs, I understand, up in northeastern remote part of Washington. The protocol was, I believe, entirely and utterly corrupt, and it wasn't properly vetted from an environmental point of view. Talk to me about can you talk to the listeners about how, why apex predators are so important to all of us?
You know, apex predators are of incredible significance, not just to us here in the United States or to the people in Washington where we're trying to stop the wolf killing through our lawsuit, but they're incredibly essential to the health of wild nature throughout the globe. And this is why it is so tragic and so urgent that so many of these top-level predators, also called apex predators, because they're viewed at being at the top of the food chain, are in such substantial decline across the globe. They are essential for, you know, the scientific term would be the functionality of healthy ecosystems, but let's just put that into plain English. They're responsible for keeping wild nature healthy for all the plants and animals that live in those systems, and for us who also benefit from having healthy wild nature. And these are concepts that are becoming more and more widely known throughout the world, and with a whole range of large carnivores, apex predators that are the top of the food chain. Some of the research that's come out of Yellowstone National Park since wolves were reintroduced there in the mid-90s has also seen similar results, similar research done in other parts of the world. And what scientists are discovering is that, first of all, probably the story that most people seem to be most familiar with that's publicized is the effect that large predators, apex predators, have on their prey, which is often wild ungulates such as deer or elk or bison or moose. And the research is showing that that large predators help keep those prey populations healthy, because the predators go after the prey animals that are the most vulnerable, the ones that are weakened, that are sick, that are old. Those are the animals that wolves focus on because they are the easiest ones for them to capture. And that leaves much more resources for the healthy members of the herd. It leaves more forage for the healthy reproductive members of the herd to then feed themselves and reproduce healthy elk and bison. But it goes way beyond that, because in keeping these prey populations in check, that allows the vegetation that those prey populations feed on to also flourish. And it's not just a matter of having more plants. It's a matter of what those plants then do for the rest of nature and keeping things healthy by the existence of the plants. So, for instance, those plants, if they're woody vegetation along a riparian area, they help prevent the stream bank from eroding. That keeps gravel and sand from going in and suffocating eggs of fish. The vegetation along those banks and elsewhere also provides nesting and roosting habitat for birds that are migrating through. And then you have the carbon storage that those plants allow for. Just having more vegetation allows for more carbon storage in our climate. It's changing. That's such an essential feature. This doesn't just happen with wolves and their prey and the vegetation that they feed on. We see this with other apex predators that are in the ocean.
Hang on a minute, Amaro. We have to leave it there. If you could just briefly wrap that up for people, what would you want listeners to do to support the efforts the Center for Biological Diversity, Cascadia Wild, are trying to save or prevent any more killing of a creature that essentially is at the absolute, top of an entire food chain, so complex we can't comprehend it. Tell just one thing that you would like people to do in support of your efforts.
Sure. People need to speak out to their legislators, to their state fish and game wildlife commissioners, and to their state departments of fish and wildlife agencies. They need to contact them directly. They need to show up at hearings and testify, and they need to say, we value these animals. They are essential. They have a right to live. They have a right to help our planet be healthy. And we want you to do what you can to preserve them and stop killing them.
Thank you so much for that.